This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. National mourning being observed today in memory of victims of recent devastating floods. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio hold telephone conversation. Discuss flood response and U.S. support for Nepal. Search and rescue operations underway at various hydropower tunnels in flooded areas. And volcano eruption leaves 270,000 passengers stranded as airports extend closures across Indonesia. Now the news in detail. Nepal is observing a day of national mourning today in memory of those who lost their lives in the devastating floods on the 26th of August. The decision to observe the national mourning day was taken by a cabinet meeting on the 3rd of September at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar. The national flag is being flown at half-mast at government offices across the country and at Nepali diplomatic missions abroad. The flash floods and landslides in the Bhotakusi River Basin and northern parts of the country have caused a huge loss of lives and property. According to the latest update from Nepal Police, a total of 1,354 bodies have been recovered so far from the devastating floods that struck the Bhotakusi River and Rosura. Police said 1,044 bodies have so far been managed after completing the necessary procedures for identification, including the collection of DNA samples. Meanwhile, search operations are continuing for 4,077 people reported missing, while 3,190 people are currently staying at holding centers in various districts. The Nepali Army, Armed Police Force and Nepal Police, along with expert teams and other government agencies, are continuing search, rescue and identification operations in the affected areas. Search and rescue operations are also underway at several hydropower tunnels and facilities, including Oppo 3A and 3B, Chilime and Rosragadi. As Nepal observes a day of national mourning today, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives and destruction caused by the devastating floods. Addressing the Australian Parliament, Prime Minister Albanese said Nepal is not alone in this difficult time and expressed solidarity with the country and its people as they continue to cope with the disaster.
On behalf of Australia, I express my deepest condolences to all Nepali people affected by this disaster. Today, as Nepal marks a national day of mourning, I want our Nepalese friends to know that they do not carry this burden alone. Our government is engaged with Australia's Nepali, Tibetan and Indian communities. Our thoughts are with them and all those affected by this disaster. I ask all Australians to hold on to hope and to pray. That spirit stands as a powerful reminder that no matter the scale of what we face it together and we face it with our shared spirit of humanity.
Australian Prime Minister Albanese also said he had spoken by telephone with Prime Minister Balendra Sir last Friday and conveyed his deep condolences on behalf of the Australian people. President Ramchandra Podil has inspected various flood-affected areas of Nuakchot today. During the visit, President Podil met flood-affected people and victims living in the district and listened to their concerns and grievances. He also received information from the District Security Committee about the impact of the floods in Nuakchot and the damage caused by the disaster. Chief District Officer Sambhu Prasad Rigmi and other members of the committee briefed the President on the loss of lives and property caused by the Rosura floods in the district. Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP President Ravi Lamisani and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio have held a telephone conversation today. According to RSP spokesperson Jagdish Gurel, U.S. Secretary Rubio expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives and property caused by the devastating Bhotakusi floods. He also expressed solidarity with Nepal and the Nepali people during this difficult time. During the conversation, RSP President Lamisani said the government government of Nepal has mobilized all available resources for search, rescue and relief operations in the flood-affected areas. He said the government is equally committed to ensuring the safety and security of foreign nationals in Nepal, along with Nepali citizens. Leader Lamisane thanked the U.S. government for its support and assistance during this disaster. In response, U.S. Secretary Rubio pledged additional assistance to the government in Nepal if needed. The risk of infectious disease outbreak has increased in areas affected by the floods. Health specialists have urged people to remain alert, citing the risk of disease from contaminated water, waste and mosquitoes. They have warned that drinking flood water or water contaminated by floods could increase the risk of waterborne diseases, including diarrhea and cholera. Chief Consultant Physician at Sukraraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital, Tegu, Dr. Bimal Sarma Chalise, stressed the importance of maintaining personal hygiene during disasters. He also warned of the risk of vector-borne diseases and skin infections. He said children, elderly people, pregnant women and those with chronic illness should receive particular attention and protection. Similarly, infectious disease specialist Dr. Sher Bahadur Pun said the risk of waterborne diseases is higher than that of vector-borne diseases during the initial period following a disaster. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news update. Around 270,000 passengers have been stranded across Indonesia after a volcanic eruption grounded more than 2,000 flights and forced several airports to suspend operations for a second day. According to the BBC, the Anak Krakatau volcano, located about 150 kilometers from Jakarta, began erupting late on Friday, sending lava fountains and clouds of volcanic ash into the atmosphere. The volcano remained seismically active throughout the weekend. Jakarta's Soekarno Hatta International Airport and three other airports have extended their closures until 6 p.m. local time today after volcanic ash was detected in nearby space. The disruption has affected air travel, schools and shipping operations in parts of the region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he expects the war with Russia to continue into the winter following talks with U.S. President Donald Trump's top envoys in Kiev. According to the BBC, the talks between Zelensky and U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner ended without any major breakthrough being announced. Witkoff said he was encouraged by what he described as substantive and important discussions. Zelensky said Ukraine wants a just and lasting peace that would prevent Russia from launching further aggression. Following several hours of talks behind closed doors on Sunday, Zelensky said officials from Ukraine, Europe and the United States had agreed to meet again soon to continue discussions. He also called for a trilateral meeting involving Ukraine, Russia and the United States. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and Tarai areas and at many places in the hilly areas of the country. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and the hilly and Tarai areas of Sudurpashchim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National mourning being observed today in memory of victims of recent devastating floods. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisane and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio hold telephone conversation, discuss flood response and U.S. support for Nepal. Search and rescue operations underway at various hydropower tunnels and flood-hit areas. And volcano eruption leaves 270,000 passengers stranded as airports extend closures across Indonesia. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.